Well, it's we are really blessed to have Catherine Meyer speaking to us this morning. Catherine is the Executive Director of Neighbors in Action. She is somebody that many of us know very well. One of the things that I was surprised by in Israel, I'd seen it before, but in Jesus' day, towns around the Sea of Galilee, of which there were many, they were very small, but they would be very different, in that one would be a Jewish town, one would be a Greek town, one would be a Roman town, one would be, and so the towns were very much segregated by identity. And what you realize pretty quick about Jesus is that he crossed all of those barriers and reached out to every kind of city in his day. One of the things that I love about First Methodist is that we are a church that has decided to be in ministry to the entire city. And one of the greatest testimonies to that is Neighbors in Action. And the leadership that Catherine provides to that ministry is absolutely extraordinary. And she literally, through her work, helps us fulfill that calling. So it's my pleasure to introduce Catherine Meyer, my friend, to us again this morning. And would you greet her with a standing ovation? She deserves it.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure people who work with me day to day would agree. They know my German temper very well, but I thank you so much for being here today and for celebrating that we're the big family, the one family in Christ, that we come together to celebrate our diversity and the oneness that we find in him. And as you can see, I've brought some friends from Port Houston with me today. They're also going to be singing outside after the service, so don't leave before you hear them. They're absolutely adorable. And I know many of you have heard about Neighbors in Action a lot, and many of you have supported us financially with your volunteer time, with your prayers. So forgive me if you have already heard what I came to say here today, but if you're new or you need a little reminder, let me just tell you a little bit about what we do. The church started Neighbors in Action in 1995 as an outreach ministry. We bused the children downtown on Wednesday evenings. We had food and we had Bible study and recreational activities. And we did that for 17 years until we opened a center in the neighborhood in 2012. And ever since we opened the center, our programs have grown steadily. We're now about 10 programs that we offer weekly, from Bible studies to after-school clubs to tutoring to summer camps. We work with adults as well. We try to offer educational programs that they ask for, such as financial literacy or legal aid. So it's just a variety of things. I believe you received a bulletin insert. You can find more information on our programs here. And let me welcome our families in Spanish real quick.
Muchas gracias por estar aquí esta mañana. Le agradezco mucho que hayan hecho el camino otra vez, como ya lo hicimos el domingo pasado. Y perdónenme si ya lo han escuchado lo que iba a hablar hoy, porque es casi el mismo sermón. Pero sí, creo que es bueno escucharlo una y otra vez más también, el mensaje de que somos una familia en Jesús, que venimos aquí a celebrar, que estamos todos juntos, que no hay nada que nos puede dividir en Jesús, porque somos su familia.
In scripture today, Paul says that hardships and insults and weaknesses are not things that he avoids, but things that he has learned to embrace. And I'm not sure about you, but I'm really prone to forget that. I'm prone to forget that the struggle that confronts me day by day, the wind in my face, the constant opposition makes me strong. That the trials I'm facing today are designed to transform me into a gracious example of an individual that glorifies the Savior.
En la escritura de hoy, Pablo dice que las dificultades, los insultos y las debilidades no son cosas que él evita, sino que él abraza. Y no sé qué piensan ustedes, pero yo a menudo no hago eso. A menudo
me olvido de que es precisamente la lucha, las cosas que me tengo que enfrentar, la oposición constante, lo que me hace fuerte. Que las pruebas a las que me enfrento hoy están diseñadas para transformarme en una persona que glorifica al Señor. At Neighbors in Action, I work with people who know something about disappointment, about heartache, about sorrow. People have been beaten and bruised and buffeted, and yet every day I stand in awe of how much the people have had to carry and how they have managed to get closer to God despite the struggles, instead of getting despaired. When I start complaining how hard life can be for me or how unfair, God speaks to me through the lives of women, faithful women, strong women that I encounter every day. I do a Bible study with moms every Monday morning. We meet for 3 hours. We worship, we pray, we share life together. And when I have one of those self-pity moments, I'm reminded of how good I do have it, because I work with women who have been through the violence in their home countries. I work with women who have been through domestic violence, women who have been through poverty. And just last week, I had a conversation with somebody who told me about her terrific, horrific experience in, as a human trafficking victim. And those are women who have all reason to say, why is this happening to me? And yet they're here serving the Lord faithfully, give a strong witness of what it means to believe in God's providence despite the challenges of life. What I witness is a faith in the providence that cannot be erased by circumstances. No self-pity. And that puts me in a very humble place. I don't know what it means to leave my country by force. I don't know what it means to grow up without knowing where the next meal is coming from. I don't worry about rent. I don't worry about not being able to go to a doctor when I need it. And I don't worry about my family back home in my home country that is plagued by gang violence and where homicide rates are really high. By almost any worldly standard, I'm spoiled. I'm privileged. People say sometimes they admire the work I do at Neighbors in Action and how I've changed the ministry. But what comes much closer to the truth is how the ministry has changed me, how the people of Producten have taught me to be more grateful and more gracious and more believing in God's providence when times are hard and being more generous. Yo siento que Dios me ha dado tantos amigos y hermanos que tengo en Producten y que Él me da ejemplos de personas que entienden perfectamente lo que Pablo está hablando y lo viven día tras día. A mí me emociona trabajar con las mujeres y ver a tantas mujeres fieles y fuertes y poderosas que van a Neighbors in Action. Mujeres que han pasado por mucho más cosas que yo, pero siguen firmes en su fe. Porque yo no sé qué significa salir de mi país de fuerza, ser una niña que no sabe dónde viene la próxima comida, o preocuparme por mi familia y mi país de origen debido a la violencia. Yo no me preocupo cuando quiero, yo vuelvo a mi país, pero mucha gente con que trabajo no puede viajar y visitar a sus familiares. Por todos los estándares del mundo, yo soy privilegiada, yo soy más que privilegiada, de verdad. Y por su ejemplo, las mujeres de Producten me han hecho más agradecida, más creyendo en la providencia de Dios cuando los tiempos son duros y abrazando los tiempos difíciles y siendo más generosa. Y por eso les doy muchas gracias por su ejemplo y por ser mis maestras. So recently I went on a mission trip with Kristen and Jones and two other people from First Methodist, Ben and Ward. And I also took one of my NIA ladies, Lucy. And Lucy has been a faithful leader at NIA for many years now. She helps teach Bible study. She organizes prayer vigils and events. And she's just really a blessing to me and the ministry. And the question was on how to raise the money, because it's quite a bit to go on a mission trip. So we talked to our moms group on Monday morning, and all the moms got together and they donated all the ingredients to host a taco sale, and we raised almost the total amount of that trip in that taco sale. And not only that, the moms also brought supplies for a partner church in Havana. And right now in Havana, we have a lot of people praying for our Neighbors in Action ministry and knowing that we are connected in that sense. And so when I asked one of the moms, wow, why is it that everybody it's just so amazing, everybody pulls together and works on that, and that despite the fact that only one mom gets to go, you know, the other moms couldn't go for financial reasons or legal status or other challenges. And so she said, you know, I know I can't travel myself, but through Lucy, you know, I'm going with her. And through Lucy, we're all going because we are this one body of Christ, and those are our Cuban brothers and sisters, and God has connected us in this one family. So yes, we want to give it all to be this one family. And the truth is, some people really gave way more than they could afford that week when we collected all those supplies and did the sale. Bueno, ya les había mencionado que recientemente me fui a Cuba en un viaje de misión con Lucy, una de nuestras mamás, y la pregunta era de cómo juntar el dinero para el viaje, porque era mucho dinero. Entonces estaba comentando a la congregación como que me impresionó que todas nosotros nos juntamos o trabajamos muy duro para que ella pudiera ir, que todas las mamás donaron ingredientes para hacer la venta de las flautas y que también donaron útiles escolares y medicamentos para la iglesia de Habana, a donde nos íbamos. Y cuando yo pregunté a una de las mamás por qué lo hacían, porque muchos de ustedes no podían viajar por diferentes razones, me dijeron, mira, es que si Lucy va, yo voy con ella, porque somos el cuerpo de Cristo y estamos conectados. Entonces, Lucy lleva a todos nosotros en su equipaje. Entonces, entender que somos una familia en Jesús y que no importa si no podríamos ir todas, porque a través de su presencia, su oración y sus donaciones, ustedes estuvieron presentes en Habana, y en Habana hay mucha gente que está orando por ustedes ahora. So this sense of interconnectedness, the sense of being the one body of Christ, is not just a great testimony of the faith that the moms have that I work with, it's also the cornerstone of our ministry. We try to live this in our context of Neighbors in Action within staff and volunteers and families, but we really try to see this in the bigger context of First Methodist Houston. We consider, and we have said it many times before, that Neighbors in Action is our East Campus, and that we're this one big family coming together and celebrating the family God has made us. We are all part of the body of Christ, and our faith implies a fundamental solidarity in being human. I know we hear a lot of polarizing news when it comes to immigrants, but I think here at First Methodist, we have the great opportunity to look beyond the headlines that we see every day and meet actual people, people who are in our cities today, people who are at our borders in attention centers, and to realize that we are not different, that we, at the end, God created us to be this family and we share so much more in common than what divides us. The challenge for us as human beings is overcoming this place of judgment and of fear, where we feel the impossibility of building bridges, because building bridges is tricky. Sometimes kinship can be hard, but it's God's vision for our lives and it's God's vision for our church. We need to create loving communities of kinship where lack of racism, love and racism and cultural differences are being overcome, where we appreciate and embrace diversity, where we realize that there's no us versus them, it's just us. When we realize that we all are in need of grace and mercy and forgiveness, and that we depend on each other, that our healing depends on each other. This is God's dream. This is why he made us the one body. And I want to thank you, First Methodist families and families from Port Houston, who share this vision of kinship and interconnectedness, and who have invested countless financial resources, volunteer times, and prayers to live up to God's dream of being this one family. Bueno, vivimos en esta realidad del cuerpo de Cristo entre todos nosotros en Neighbors in Action, pero también queremos vivirlo en el contexto de la Iglesia Metodista, porque somos una gran familia y consideramos que Neighbors in Action es como otra parte de nuestra iglesia, que las familias de Port Houston son una parte de nuestra familia como iglesia de First Methodist. Porque sí, todos estamos conectados y nuestra fe implica una solidaridad fundamental del ser humano. Yo sé que escuchamos muchas noticias polarizantes en cuanto a inmigrantes muchas veces, pero aquí en First Methodist queremos hacer el cuerpo de Cristo.
No hay jerarquía, no hay mejor o peor, más o menos importante en este mundo. El desafío para todos nosotros es superar este lugar donde nos juzgamos, donde nos ponemos en categorías, donde no entendemos al otro. El sueño de Dios es que seamos uno, que reconozcamos que nos necesitamos mutuamente, que no hay nosotros y ellos, solamente hay nosotros. Y quiero agradecerles a la gente aquí, First Methodist, y a las familias de Port Houston por tener esta visión de que estamos conectados, de que somos una familia, que nuestras diferencias al final no importan, porque es el sueño de Dios de ser esta familia. I want to end with an ask. As most of you know by now, we are in the middle of a capital campaign, and as I've said before, it is really not about having a bigger building for having a bigger building. It is about lives that are being impacted every day. And at this point, we cannot reach out to more families because we're so limited to our space. We have 1,200 square feet, and we've had up to 60 children for summer camps in a house that was built for five. So we really need to have a bigger space to do more ministry, to build more this family, to help more people. And so First Methodist has graciously agreed to give the Easter offering again to our campaign. We are so close. We only need $220,000. And your donation will be partly matched, so that's even better news. So please prayerfully consider writing a check to Neighbors in Action or to the church and say Easter offering or donate online and help us impact more lives than we currently do. Muchas gracias. Estoy pidiendo un poco de apoyo para nuestro centro comunitario. Ya vamos a tener también nuestro evento ahí en Port Houston para recaudar fondos y esperemos que podamos tener un lugar más grande para invitar a más familias. I forgot to mention our moms are actually going to do a big event at the end of April because they're also very eager to move themselves and the children into a bigger facility. So we're trying to raise money by selling food and hosting a fair, and we're really excited about that, and it's all planned by our moms. So if you want to come and have some really good tacos on April 27, see me after the service. Thank you for your support, for trying to lift this reality of being the one body of Christ in a world that is so divided. Let us be reminded that when we invest in the unity in our part of the city, our love can transform not only our city or our church, but the world far beyond our earthly understanding. Let us pray. Señor, te damos las gracias por estar aquí esta mañana, por unirnos como la familia que somos en ti. Gracias por mostrarnos que tu amor es más grande que nuestras divisiones. Gracias por tu sueño para la humanidad de ser una familia. Te pedimos que bendigas a nosotros, a esta congregación, para que podamos vivir más y más en tu amor y en amor hacia los demás. Le pedimos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.